This is Disney Travel Tales, a trip report show helping you to become an expert at navigating your next Disney vacation. Join me every Friday for all things Disney related. Not traveling to Disney anytime soon? Never fear, we are still the show for you. Sit back, relax, and immerse yourself in someone else's trip. All the joy, none of the stress. All right, if you're ready, let's get to today's show. Hello and welcome to episode number 113. I am Jenny, your host, and today it's just going to be me on the podcast, and we are going to be talking about how to plan your next Disney vacation. I actually get this question a lot from people who reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook or just friends of mine. They're always wondering, like, how, if we want to go to Disney, how do we start this planning process? And so I thought this would be just a great way to kind of condense all this information for those of you out there that are wanting to visit Disney, but not really sure where to start. So of course, I always recommend booking with a travel agent. What a lot of people don't realize is travel agents, their fee is already booked into or already in every vacation package. So if you're booking a cruise through any supplier, if you're booking a Disney park trip, that commission is already in there. And so when you're booking it on your own, you're paying that travel agent fee and you're not getting any of the benefits of using the travel agent. So maybe you're wondering, what are those benefits? I can only speak for myself, obviously, because every travel agent is different. But when you book with me, I don't charge an extra fee. So I just take the fee that's already built into the vacation package. So technically, my services are complimentary to you because you pay that fee anyways. So some of the things that you're going to get by working with me are emails in your inbox that are going to teach you all about the parks. There are specific emails to each park, things that you shouldn't miss at each park. You're going to learn how to use Genie Plus. You're going to get all the information on dining that you need, Disney transportation. I just work hard to make sure that you are as prepared as you can be for a Disney trip. Now, I can't do everything for you. So I can give you all of this information and then you get there and something still might go wrong. You still might not know something that's going on, but that's where you'll have my phone number. You can text and you can call me with these questions. And I have clients all the time text me while they're on vacation and ask me things. And I am very quick to respond to those of you who, especially when you're on vacation. So it's just like having someone in your corner. And I love Disney and I want you to have fun at Disney because I want you to want to go back to Disney. It's one of my favorite vacation destinations. And so by working with me, you're just going to have like a new Disney best friend. That's what I like to look at myself as. Okay, but let's just talk about now starting that booking process. So there are a few things that you're going to need to know pretty much right from the start when it comes time to getting for me to work on that personalized quote for you. The most important thing is, when do you want to travel? Disney bases rates, hotel rates, ticket price rates on different times of the year. So if you're wanting to travel, let's say January, you know, the end of January, that's typically a lower cost time to travel just because it's not as popular. Whereas if you're wanting to travel Christmas, Thanksgiving, the price is definitely going to be higher because that is a peak season of travel. Something a lot of people also don't realize is summer is usually a great rate. You can get great, fantastic rates for summer travel because a lot of people don't go to Disney in the summer because of the weather. So when you're trying to choose when is a good time for me to travel, I always like to tell my clients, think about how important it is for the parks to maybe be less crowded. Typically, if you're going to Disney for the first time, you're going to think no matter when you go, it's crowded because there are a lot of people there all the time. But there are times when it is more crowded than others. And that's something else I can help you kind of narrow that down. So you need to think about how important crowds are to you. You need to think about how important weather is. Florida has some wild weather. And so if you are wanting to go when it's not going to rain, when it's not going to be hot, that typically might be a more crowded time to visit. If you're okay with a little bit of rain, if you're okay with it being hot, you know, you can go in the summer where the crowds might be a little bit lower, the price might be a little bit lower, but you're going to have to deal with that weather. So these are just really important things. You know, I've had clients go that are like, we don't care about the weather, we care about the crowds. And then they get there and they're like, oh, maybe I do care about the weather. So this is something you definitely want to think about. If you have small children, it is definitely harder to travel when it's going to be rainy because you have to deal with the stroller and the rain and all the rain gear. If you have older kids, my kids, when we go, I could care less if it's raining. They throw on a poncho and we go, and they're usually typically totally fine with that. So weather for us is not necessarily a factor at all. So that's just something you need to think about. What does your family prefer? Crowds, weather, or a little bit of both. So the time is definitely important. When I am talking to clients, potential clients, I really need them to narrow in those dates for me. I need them to give me specific dates. And along with when you want to travel is how long do you want your vacation to be? This is probably the second most important thing that I think you need to kind of have ready to go. How many park days are you going to want? Are you going to want a rest day? How many overall days do you want to be in Florida? These are all just, it's going to factor into that quote. It's, you know, something you really are going to have to think about, especially when it comes to the next important thing. What is your budget? So if you have a really small budget, realistically, you're going to probably have to take a shorter trip. Disney ticket prices, they are what they are. They are a little bit on the higher end right now. So if you come at me with, I have five people and my budget's $2,000, I'm going to say, yeah, that's not going to work. You can't get to Disney with five people for $2,000. So you need to have a realistic budget. And part of that realistic budget is deciding how long you want your vacation to be. I also think around this time when you're thinking about what time of year you want to travel, how long do you want your vacation to be? You know, what is your budget? This is also a great time to think about where do you want to stay? Do you want to stay at an on-site Disney hotel or do you want to stay at a good neighbor hotel? These are hotels around Disney that are not on Disney property, but have like a working relationship with Disney where you can book a ticket and room package. There are so many, 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 many perks to staying at on-site at a Disney hotel. And I have clients come in who, no, we can't afford it. We can't stay on-site. But so they choose an off-site hotel. Once you start adding in a rental car, if you're flying in, paying for parking at the parks, taking a lift to the parks, once you start adding those little costs in here and there, you would be surprised that it might serve you better to just go ahead and stay on site at a Disney hotel. Because when you are on site at a Disney hotel, all of your transportation to the parks is free. If you're driving, your parking at the parks is free. Your parking at your resort is free. So there definitely are perks to staying on site. And there are different levels of resorts. There is the value, moderate, and deluxe levels. And so that value level resort, those room prices are typically pretty low and competitive with some of the off-site hotels. You know, it's just sometimes those little things in vacations that add up that cost more money. And these are things that you might not think about on the front end. So when you're looking at these prices and you're like, oh my gosh, we have to stay off-site, that's where I'm going to step in as your travel agent and give you all of this information up front. I'm going to tell you how much parking is going to cost you. I'm going to tell you how much a rental car is going to cost you or a Lyft ride is going to cost you. Typically, I can guesstimate the Lyft rides just from my own personal experience of being there. And then we can look at the big picture. We can add it all up. We can add up all those little costs and see, is it really worth it for you to stay offsite? Along with the hotel room, the biggest cost of your vacation is going to be those park tickets. Now, one thing that Disney does that I think is awesome is the more park days you have, the lower per day your ticket is going to be. So a one-day ticket is going to be more expensive per day than a four-day ticket or a five-day ticket. And so this is where Disney kind of gets you in. They're like, if you're going to come visit me, I want you to visit me longer. I want you to stay longer. And with there being four main parks, I usually recommend at least doing a 4-day ticket. I do have clients, especially clients with younger kids, that they're just like, my family's not going to make it 4 days. And so we'll do a 3-day park ticket. We'll do a bait, and then you get to choose on what kind of ticket, if you're going to do a base ticket or a park hopper ticket or a park hopper plus ticket. So let's talk about those three options. The base ticket is just one park per day. There's no longer any reservations needed for the park. So that's very, very nice. It keeps your vacation very flexible. So you can choose to visit one park per day. So let's say you go and your first day you're going to Magic Kingdom and you have the best time and it's so much fun, but you didn't get to do everything. That next day you can go back to Magic Kingdom and spend a second day there if you want. If you choose to add a park hopper onto your ticket, this means you can bounce around to as many parks as you want of the four main parks any day of your vacation. So let's say you have a 4-day park hopper. You can start your day in Magic Kingdom. You can go to Epcot for lunch and then maybe Hollywood Studios for dinner, or vice versa. You can go to Hollywood Studios in the morning, take the Skyliner over to Epcot for a little afternoon stop by, and then end your evening at Magic Kingdom. I personally always have a park hopper on my ticket because I just enjoy the flexibility, especially with the fact that if you're going on this big vacation, for a lot of people, they call it their once in a lifetime vacation, even though I always, always warn people, you're probably going to want to go back. But anyways, that's a whole nother topic. Let's say you go on this big vacation. You're just so excited. Your once in a lifetime vacation. You have a base ticket. You're going to Magic Kingdom. Y'all had the most amazing day. You did everything. There's no reason to come back to this park, but it's raining and they're not going to, or it's lightning because they will still do the fireworks in the rain. It's lightning and they cancel the fireworks show. Hi, this is Jenny, just popping on with some exciting news. I've started a Facebook group just for you. I'm really excited about this because not only will this be a great opportunity to get to know each other, but this is also a safe space to talk all things Disney. Members can share travel tips, resort tips, likes and dislikes, and the best part is this will give you an opportunity to talk to the guest on the show and ask them questions about their trips. I was trying to think of a fun name for us, and Disney Travel Tales Podcast Clubhouse came to mind. This is a private group, and of course, I will not allow anyone to be bullied or talked down to. I just want this space to be positive and fun. Check the show notes for a link to join, or just search Disney Travel Tales Podcast Clubhouse in Facebook. I can't wait to see you over there. Devastating is that? Like, you're waiting for this show. Magic Kingdom has the most amazing fireworks show. And now you've missed it because you don't want to use another one of your days to come back. You only have a 4-day ticket. You have a base ticket. You wanted to visit each park, but you're going to miss these fireworks. When you have a park hopper option on your ticket, it's so nice to have that option. We're going to go to Epcot the next day. But then we're going to swing by Magic Kingdom that night and watch the fireworks because the weather is supposed to be better. So it just gives you a little bit of flexibility. So when let's start back at the beginning. When you're planning, we're going to first figure out when you want to go. What time of year do you want to travel? How many days do you want your vacation to be, including how many park days do you want? Where do you want to stay? On-site, off-site? Which is the best fit for your family? These are the four most important things to just start that planning process. I always offer everyone who reaches out to me like a client phone call to kind of get this process going. We can talk about things. We can do this all through email or chat. I'm always available for that. But it is also nice sometimes to just talk it over, like start the conversation going. I can start explaining things to you. I can get an idea of what you're interested in. What are your kids like if you're taking them? Do they love the big Disney characters? Is a value resort or art of animation a good fit for your family? Or is your family, are there older kids? Are they a little bit more laid back? Are they going to want more amenities at the hotel? So are you going to maybe be a better fit for a moderate or a deluxe resort? Does your family, are they foodies? Do they love different food options? And I would definitely recommend a deluxe resort for you at that point. So this is just kind of the start of it all, the start of the planning process. And for the most part, Disneyland is the same. So this is kind of, in all of this, I'm mostly addressing Walt Disney World in Florida and Disneyland in California. The difference between the two is Disneyland is smaller. There are only two parks, and there are less on-site Disney hotels. They have a better working relationship with their off-site hotels just because Disneyland, if you've never been there, is literally in the middle of Anaheim. It is just dropped. Like, it's the city was built around Disneyland. So there are more offsite hotel options. They have a better working relationship with them. So staying offsite at Disneyland is a little bit different than staying offsite at Disney World. Disneyland has some great offsite hotels that are right across the street from the park. So you can just walk right across the street. Disney World does not have that option. There are very few resorts that you can even walk to any of the parks from because just how big and spread out the overall property is. So yeah, this is kind of just how the start to how we're going to book one of these park trips. And both these parks are very different. Their crowd times are very different. Weather is very different. If you come to me and you're like, we really want to go at spring break, but we don't want to deal with the crowds and we don't want to deal with it being possibly really hot, I'm going to tell you to go to Disneyland 100% because typically Disneyland is much slower during spring break, depending on where your spring break is. If you're opposite spring break than the schools in California, you are in luck. And Disney World can be the same. For the most part, March and April are typically pretty busy at Disney World. And if you live in Texas like I do, we share the same spring break as the schools in Florida around Disney World, which is not an advantage at all. But I would recommend going to Disneyland if that's kind of where you're at. And another thing is to kind of know which park you're interested in visiting. And if you don't, that's fine. We can figure that out. We can work on that together. I can give you the pros and cons of each one. But it is nice if you kind of have an idea. Which park do I want to visit? Which state do I want to visit? That is a great starting ground as well. So after we have chatted, you filled out my quote form, I have the basic information I need to get you that personalized quote. I will go in and work on a couple of prices for you. Typically, I give my clients 3 to 4 resorts to choose from. Disneyland is different. I will probably give you 2 or 3, definitely 3, but no more than 3. But at Disney World, you know, if we've talked and I've looked at your paper and I just can't decide which resort I think is a good fit for your family, I might give you 4 to choose from. In this quote, I am not only going to give you pricing, I'm going to give you information about that resort, the restaurants, the rooms, how they're configured, just the overall theming of the resort, the amenities. I'm giving you all of this information for each resort. Also, I'm sending you room tour videos. I'm sending you resort tour videos. So as you're looking over your quote, you're watching these videos, you're getting a feel of what is it going to feel like if I'm actually staying at this resort? What is it going to feel like? You know, what does this room exactly look like? Because a picture is one thing, but having a room tour where you're walking through it, you're actually seeing what it looks like, that is such a it just makes such a difference. Sometimes I have people come to me and they're like, I want to stay at an all-star resort. You know, my heart is set on this all-star resort. This is what I want. I'll throw in a moderate and a Caribbean beach or a Port Orleans Riverside, which is one of my favorites. And you would be surprised how many come back and are like, okay, yes, that's where I want to stay. I want that bigger room. I want the different sleeping arrangements. I want the pool with the slide. So this is where working with someone who is experienced with these resorts, who knows Disney, like I know Disney so well, I can answer any question that you're going to throw at me. And typically, I kind of already have an idea of which resort is going to be best for you just from my own personal experience. Because not only are we creating a working relationship, I'm creating a relationship with you in general. I am invested in your trip because I want you to be in that perfect resort. I want you to walk into your room and think, this was handpicked for me. Like, this is exactly what I wanted. I want you to have that feeling. So as you're looking through your quote, we will be in contact back and forth. You're going to let me know, you know, which resort you might be interested in. This is where we go through all the questions. And then once you've chosen the resort and the room tickets, you're going to make that deposit. Now, this is where I always recommend booking early. Right now, I can book through 2025. And so if you're thinking, I might want to go to Disney next year, we need to book that now because you are going to get most likely the lowest cost right now. If Disney releases a promotion for your dates, I can apply that to your reservation so you will still get that discount. And all it takes is $200, and that $200 is fully refundable up to 30 days before your trip. Your final payment, your full amount, is due 30 days before your trip. But you can make payments on your trip. We can set up a payment plan for you. No interest, just money that you can pay whenever you want on your trip so that you're not stuck with that big sticker shock like, oh, I'm booking this vacation and it's so expensive and I have to pay for all of it at once. No, you can make weekly, monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly payments on your trip. All of your money that you put into your trip up to 30 days before your vacation is 100% refundable. Like, this is where planning a Disney vacation for families is so convenient. When people come and they're like, oh, we just can't afford it, I'm like, hold on. You might be able to. Like, don't say you cannot afford it. Don't listen to the outside world tell you how expensive it is, because most likely, if you're booking early, you will be able to afford it. And you probably will be able to stay at that upgraded, nicer resort as well. So after you have paid your deposit, you are locked in. You have a reservation number, and we will go from there. I will tell you exactly how to get everything set up on My Disney Experience. I will even set it up for you if you would like me to. And that's when you're going to start getting your emails from me. That's going to prepare you for your trip. 60 days before your check-in date, we are going to talk, we'll talk a little bit before 60 days, about your dining reservations. I'm also going to be sending you packets of information through email periodically before your trip. And one of those packets is a dining packet, and it has links to all the restaurants that you can make reservations at. It has pricing, and it is just going to be prepare you for our phone conversation that we're going to have about your dining reservations. And then I am going to make those dining reservations for you 60 days out. They open at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time 60 days before. And I will be awake making those reservations for you so you don't have to. So you're going to wake up that morning and you're going to have all these emails of all the dining reservations that you wanted. And you didn't have to do anything. They're just there for you. I also send all of my clients fun packets in the mail with park maps, different flyers, just fun Disney stuff that will help get you excited for your trip. So when you are planning your Disney vacation, here's what you need to do. Figure out when you want to go, what is important to you, weather, crowds, or you don't care. How long do you want your vacation to be? How many park days do you want on that vacation? Where do you want to stay? Do you want to stay on-site at a Disney resort or off-site at a good neighbor hotel? And obviously, where are you interested in visiting? Walt Disney World in Florida or the original park, the only park Walt ever walked in, Disneyland in California? This is just going to be the start of a new series I'm going to do on planning and traveling to Disney. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to visit me on Instagram at Disney Travel Tales. Let me know any questions you have. Reach out to me. Let's start this conversation. I would love for you to get to Disney either this year. Yes, there is still time and plenty of bookings available, or next year in 2025, which is better for you. Thank you. that's a wrap on today's show. As always, thanks for listening. Make sure to visit us on Instagram at Disney Travel Tales. If you're wanting to support the show, the best and easiest way to do that is to leave a 5-star positive review on Apple Podcasts. It's so easy and means the world to me. Can't wait to be back next week with you. So until then, this is Jenny, and may all your Disney travel dreams come true.